they weren't just theoretically putting their heads in the noose when they signed the Declaration. They were, in fact, signing their death warrants. When they say we pledge our lives, our honor, our sacred fortune, that's not just mere rhetoric. That's the literal truth. We have no sense, for example, of what it would be like to have an epidemic disease sweep through a town and kill everybody all around us, children, your own children dying in front of you. We don't know what it would be like to set off for Philadelphia, as John Adams did in the dead of winter, to ride by horseback nearly 400 miles to get to Congress. We think of transportation and communication as two different things. At that time, it was the same. You're not gods. You're not superhumans. You're men and women, and you have faults and failings, and you're vulnerable. If Jefferson was the pen of independence, Adams was the voice. We are in the very midst of revolution, the most complete, unexpected, and remarkable of any in the history of the world. They know how important what they're doing is. We are raising a generation of young Americans who are, alas, largely historically illiterate. And if there's anything that John Adams personifies, it is the idea, the fundamental idea, that our system will not work if our populace is not educated. Adams writes again and again, we must establish a system whereby everybody can have an education and where higher education isn't just reserved for a few. Adams believes that it is through learning that one finds something close to happiness. There's a tendency, alas, to fall prey to what might be called the hubris of the present, to think that because we have all these wonderful electronic devices and the various labor-saving contrivances that make life so much easier and more comfortable, that we're therefore superior to those people who preceded us. He's saying, we can't guarantee success, meaning that's in the hands of God, but we can deserve it. We can control whether we deserve it or not. We can't control whether we get it. You can never assume, oh, those people back then, they were just like us. They weren't, because they lived in a different culture. And they were blind to certain things, just as we are. We don't know what those things are yet. Adams thought that if you have, as did others, that if you have political parties, the members of the political parties would soon begin to take the fortunes and future of the party more to heart than the fortunes and the future of the nation. But Adams never courted popularity, and he didn't like politicians who pandered to the mob. However, part of his lack of popularity was because he told people then things that they didn't want to hear. So, he's saying, yes, you do have freedom. Yes, we do believe in freedom. But with freedom goes responsibility. And it calls for truthfulness, hard work, and participation in the system. The ideal, the holy grail of education was and has been our primary objective from the very beginning, from well before the Declaration of Independence. And remains so. And we see that we're falling down on the job.